Many of the promises of God, we read a whole bunch of them last week, are addressed to the righteous. Psalm 92:12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. If you're not righteous, then you're not going to flourish, but when you find out you are righteous, you can claim that promise. Amen. It's yes. God, you mean I can flourish like a palm tree? Yes. God created man and he expected to have fellowship with him, but sin or unrighteousness broke that fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 says, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You can have fellowship with God. God created Adam to have fellowship, and He recreated us to have fellowship. God's intention for creation was a family. The very term Father shows us that He wants a family. But fellowship depends upon righteousness, because God cannot have fellowship with unrighteousness. Satan has desired to keep us from knowing that we're righteous so he can take advantage of us. The Bible says if we're ignorant of his devices, he'll get the advantage over us. He doesn't want us to know we're righteous because righteousness bestows authority. You know, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, all authority in heaven and earth. King James says power, but it's not power, it's authority. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Power will always ultimately have to give way to authority. Always. Amen? He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. In other words, I'm giving you my authority. I'm giving you my name. I'm in heaven. You exercise authority on the earth in my name. Not in religion's name. In my name. You know, Jesus sent out the 12. He gave them authority, the 12 disciples, because he had compassion on the sick and the lost. And then he sent out 70. The work was so great, he sent out 70. Here's a lesson here. In Luke chapter 10, here's what the 70 said when they returned. And the 70 returned again with joy. When you know you got authority, guess what? It's fun to exercise authority over the devil. It ain't no fun running from the devil, but it's fun when he runs. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. See, his props were getting kicked out from under him. Behold, I give you authority, exousia, to tread on serpents and scorpions, that's he's metaphorically referring to the devil, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. Don't rejoice. Don't make a big deal that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's what gives you authority. Be glad your name's written in heaven, therefore you have authority. Therefore you are righteous. Amen? That's what we need to rejoice in. Carrying out the Great Commission depends upon us knowing we have authority because he said, cast out devils. Whoa, what are you talking about, cast out devils? Brother Hagin tells a story. This pastor said, he said, well, the devil's on the run. The only problem is he's chasing me. No, that's opposite. Effective prayer hinges on knowing you're righteous. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You'd be amazed how many people just give up because they don't believe they're righteous enough to get an answer to their prayers.